We'll have some prayer.
Now, let me say that.
Father, you led us through some history of the Lord Jesus.
主啊，你带领我们来查考耶稣的一些历史。
As we have reviewed some of the events that have led up to the cross.
我们也回顾了一些带着耶稣上十字架的过程。
Pray, Lord, that our hearts might be quiet in your presence.
我们盼望我们的心能够在您的同在里安静下来。
That we might understand the great sacrifice that you made for us.
这样我们能够明白您为我们所献上的这巨大的救赎。
And that, the sacrifice that was made was showed how much you love mankind.
这样的牺牲显明了您是如何的爱我们。
The measure of your love was the result of the sacrifice.
您所献上的牺牲能够显明能够告诉我们这样的爱是何等的大。
We just thank you now in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名感谢。
Amen.
Amen.
So we have looked at the 3 hours on the cross where the Lord Jesus from 9 o'clock until noon, 9 o'clock in the morning, which was the third hour to the sixth hour, as the Jews reckoned it.
所以我们已经看见耶稣是在九点钟，也就是我们说的第三个小时到第六个小时，就是九点到十二点，他在十字架上，上午的时候。
And during this time, it was the Lord Jesus suffering under the hand of man.
这些三个小时呢，前面这三个小时呢是。他受人手的苦害。
In a sense, he died because he was the truth.
某种程度他死呢是因为他是真理他才死的。
You could say that he was a martyr for truth and righteousness.
所以他是为了真理和公义而殉道的。
A martyr is someone who dies for a cause.
一个殉道的人是因为某一种原因而死的，就叫他殉道。
And so, in a sense, we could say that the Lord Jesus was a martyr for truth and righteousness.
所以某种程度他所死的为着死的原因就是公义和真理。
We saw how he exposed the sin of mankind when he was here.
他在地上的时候，他把人的罪是何等的显明了出来。
If you turn to John chapter 3 verse 19,
如果我们看一下约翰福音的三章十九节呢
，We see this principle illustrated.
这里讲到了一个原则。
John chapter 3,
约翰福音三章
verse 19,
十九节。
Okay.
May I read?
Yeah.
This is the verdict, right?
Yeah. This is the verdict, he says. This is the judgment. Light has come into the world. That light we know was the Lord Jesus. He is the true light, it says in the first chapter. He is the light of the world. He came into the world, and light exposes darkness, doesn't it?
所以十九节说光来到世间，他说这个就是审判啊，这就是神的话。光来到世间，世人因自己的行为是恶的，不爱光，倒爱黑暗。这个他就是那个光，神从约翰福音一章讲，他就是那个光。
And it says, but men love darkness instead of light because their deeds are evil.
人不爱光，倒爱黑暗，因为他们自己的行为是恶的。
So,The opposite of loving darkness is hating light. Is that not right?
所以
Men love darkness.
人喜爱黑暗就是 换句话说就是他们不爱光。
They love darkness and they hate light.
对，他们爱黑暗不爱光。
Why is that?
为什么呢？
Because light exposes everything, doesn't it?
因为光把所有的东西都照亮了，都显明了，对不对？
Why does the little boy who's just had his hand in the cookie jar, why does he hide it when his mother comes?
比如说一个 小男孩他把手放到那个糖果盆里去拿吃的，他妈妈进来的时候他为什么突然缩回来？
You see, we try to hide things. We put them in the dark. We think that no one can see them.
我们努力想躲着在黑暗里，这样就以为好像没有人能看见。
But the Lord Jesus, when he came, he exposed all the evil that was in man.
耶稣来的时候他把一切在人里面的罪都显明出来。
And so, they hated him for that reason.
所以他们因这个原因非常恨他。
Many people came to him and he would draw out from them exactly what was in their hearts, didn't he?
很多人恨他就是因为耶稣把他们在里面的那些黑暗的东西都拉出来显出来了。
Where he saw truth in a person or anyone, he always applauded that, he encouraged that.
所以当耶稣看见在任何人里面有真理的时候，他总是为这个鼓掌，总是鼓励他。
But he never failed to expose a lie and darkness.
但是他从来也没有说不去显明在人里面的黑暗和谎言。
So, the other thing that light does, it exposed the hypocrisy of many of the religious rulers.
同时呢，他也显明了那很多宗教领袖里面的假冒伪善。
We looked at that months ago. We looked at these Pharisees, and we saw that he said outwardly they are like whitewashed buildings, nicely painted on the outside.
所以我们前几个礼拜讲到那些法利赛人，他们外表看就那个像那个粉饰了的墙啊。
But inside they're like a sepulcher, a mausoleum, or a place where they bury people.
但里面它像却像那个坟墓一样。
Full of rotting bones.
也充满了那个腐败的骨头。
Because outwardly the Pharisees, the religious people, they presented themselves as those that followed God's laws, who were doing right, and were perfect citizens in their community.
因为这些法利赛人外表看，他们把自己装扮成跟随神，教导别人，特别敬虔的样子。
But he exposed their greed. And he said, in one case, he said, you devour widows' houses.
Yeah. 所以但他耶稣把他们里面那些贪婪败坏给显明了。所以有一次他跟那些法利赛人说，你们抢劫那寡妇和孤儿啊。
What he's referring to there, of course, is that a widow, if her husband dies, there's a widow. So, maybe she's short of money. So she mortgages her house to one of these wealthy Pharisees.
所以这里发生的事情呢，是那些寡妇当她没有钱的时候，她丈夫已经死了，所以她没有养生的来源，所以她就把丈夫的家产呢，这些产业就抵给了那些有钱的法利赛人。
And if she can't repay the Pharisee, the interest that she owes, or the money that she has taken, then the Pharisee then legally can take that house from her.
所以当他们不能付这个法利赛人钱的时候呢，还他们钱的时候，他们可以合法的把这些寡妇的房子给拿了。
And in fact, that's what they were doing.
他们也的确就是这么做的。
They were enriching themselves on the misfortune of others.
他们把自己的财富建立在其他人的不幸上面。
But it's all perfectly legal.
这是完完全全合法。
The Pharisees, who were religious, were no more righteous than our modern day banks.
所以这些法利赛人其实不比我们今天的这些银行更义哈。是一样的意思。
And they were the ones that were teaching people about God.
但是他们却是那些还要教导别人关于神的那群人。
But their God was their own bellies.
其实他们的神就是自己的肚腹。
Their own greed.
就他们的贪婪。
And he exposed that.
所以耶稣把他们这个却也显明出来了。
That's why they wanted to kill him.
这是他为什么他们愿意想要杀掉耶稣。
So he was a martyr for truth and righteousness.
就是所以耶稣是一个为着真理和公义殉道的人。
And those first 3 hours on the cross, they were the result of man's hatred of him.
所以前三个小时是因为人的愤怒、人的仇恨而带来的苦害耶稣的过程。
And he suffered physically.
他在物理受这个肉体上受害。
And he suffered emotionally.
也在情感上受害。
He felt very deeply when people mocked him and cursed him.
他也非常的受伤当人嘲笑他、苦待他的时候。
You know, as I mentioned earlier, sometimes emotional pain is greater than physical pain.
所以有的时候人情感上的伤害会比身体上的伤害更大。
I think we all understand that a little bit.
我们都某种程度能理解。
How we can be hurt by the attitude of others.
那我们会多大的受伤因着别人的话语。
And that's especially intensified when you're innocent of those charges.
这尤其是当你还是完全无辜的时候，你就更受伤了。
And so, from 9 o'clock till 12 o'clock, he's suffering at the hand of men.
所以九到十二小时呢，九点到十二点，他是受人的苦待。
But now comes the greatest suffering of all.
然后他现在就来到一个最重要的这个苦难的时刻了。
It says here now, in Luke's gospel here, we have this account very abbreviated, very shortened.
在路加的这个福音里面，我们讲到这一段讲得非常非常的简短。
In just a few words, he paints this terrible picture.
他只是很简短的几句话，把这个特别糟糕的时刻描述出来。
And I'd like to fill in the blanks a little bit here.
然后我们等会儿会加多一点内容。
It says verse 44. It was about the sixth hour. That's noon, 12 o'clock at noon.
那个时候正好有午正，就是中午十二点的时候。
That's when the sun shines brightest of all.
这是一天日照最强烈的时候。
It says a darkness came over the whole land until the ninth hour.
然后呢，遍地都黑暗了，直到深处。
3 hours.
三个小时啊。
Of darkness.
就是到了下午三点，一共三个小时的黑暗。
Now, this was Passover.
这是逾越节。
An eclipse of the sun is impossible at Passover.
日食是不可能是在逾越节产生的。
The reason for that is because the Passover is tied to the full moon.
因为原因就是逾越节总是满月的时候的。
And so we know when there's a full moon, the full moon is shining, in the night time, is it not? Always at night. Yeah.
满月总是在晚上的时候，我们看见就是什么，整个月亮是圆完整的，那叫满月。
So in the daytime, where is the moon?
那白天的时候，月亮在哪呢？
In the middle of the day, it's on the opposite side of the earth, isn't it?
然后在正中午的时候，这个月亮是在地球的刚好另一边。
So it's impossible at Passover for there to be an eclipse of the sun.
所以那不可能在逾越节的时候是有日食这么一件事情。
Besides, an eclipse doesn't last for 3 hours.
而且呢，日食也从来不可能持续三个小时。
About 20 minutes.
大概二十分钟。
And then it's not over the whole land.
也不只是全部的，也不能在全地。
There was
maybe you can explain the reason of the eclipse.
The reason for the eclipse?
Oh. 大家明白这个日食的意思吧？日食就是 就是月亮把太阳挡住了，这就是 actually yeah when that's why it cannot be at the Passover.
Yeah,
yeah, because moon is on the other side.
The moon,
cannot,
moon is
yeah,
on
cannot,
the opposite side of the earth.
Yeah, yeah, can,
yeah. Right?
就是就因为月在满月的时候，月亮是在地球的那一边，所以它不可能跑到这个太阳边上来把它挡住。而且是日全食，
you can
try. 对，一般我们都看见日偏食嘛，就挡了一点点嘛，啊，所以日全食是不可能是在满月的时候发生，这个月亮太远了，它跑得最，它是个最不可能发生的事情。必须要有月亮挡才能有日食，就是这个是现代科学告诉我们的。
So you have the earth here.You have, this is night time. So, at noon, the sun is shining there. A full moon at night, well, it won't be right behind here. It'll be, well, you understand that the earth is very small. So, the moon here, now, this is the full moon here, you see.So from Earth, we can only see at night time the full moon.
就是这个是地球，然后呢，这个是太阳直照着过去，在这个半边的地球的呢，看见的中午的时候，它是看见全部的太阳。然后在月节的时候呢，正好是满月，满月呢就是这个月亮是在地球的正好另一边，然后太阳的光呢照在这个上面呢，这个半边晚上的人呢看见的月亮就是满的，就是完全圆的，而不是少掉一部分的。对，所以在这个点上，这个是半夜，这边就是犹太人的，就是正中午十二点的时候啊，这个是最最不可能有日食的时候，不可能，因为日食必须得是月亮去把太阳挡住了，看不见。对。
他那个就逾越节就正月十四嘛，正月十四，
对，
出埃及记十二章，它就是那个正月。
对，逾越节就是对，就满月的时候。也、yeah, go ahead.
There's a story from history recorded、about a philosopher giving a talk in Alexandria, Egypt.
所以历史上有一个哲学家，他讲了关于希腊的这个亚历山大的故事，亚里士多德啊。
And it was the time of the, it was the same time as the Lord was crucified.
那是刚好就是耶稣被钉死的那个时刻。
The philosopher, there was a Greek philosopher, and he was giving a lecture in Alexandria, Egypt, the center of learning at that time.
就是那是一个非常著名的这个哲学家，他是在希腊的 Alexandria 应该是一个地方啊，说亚历山大，对，应该是他一个地方来做的一个演讲。
When that darkness came over Egypt as well, because it came over the whole earth.
因为当时的这个日食是全地都有啊，中国也有记载。
The philosopher stopped his lecture, and he said.This must be the death of a god, or the end of the universe.
所以那个哲学家就当场，他正在讲演讲那个日食，所以他就停下来，他说：“这要么就是，神的死了，要么就是全地都结束了。”
That's one of the few historical accounts that we have. But we have in the scripture recorded that it was for 3 hours there was a darkness.
这是我们少数几个能够找得到。地上有出不是圣经的记载，其他的记载，那圣经里告诉我们是三个小时，真正。
As I say, an eclipse doesn't last very long, and it's not over the whole land.
所以日食它第一不会持续那么久，第二是不可能按照现代我们能够知道的知识，不可能全地不可能全地都有。
Yeah, this was a different kind of darkness.
这是不是我们能理解的日食的那个日食？
I'm not sure what caused this darkness, but God made the darkness so that his son would, no one would see the sufferings that the Lord Jesus would undergo when he suffered for sin.
所以这实际上是上帝把光遮住了，以至于没有任何人能看见当耶稣在为我们灵里受难的时候的那一刻的样子。
There's a picture that we get in John's Gospel that maybe help us to understand the idea of being made sin and what it means for us to be saved.
所以在约翰福音里讲了一段啊，可能会让我们更明白，是什么？我们是耶稣为我们死，这个替我们成为罪是什么意思？
John chapter 3.
约翰福音三章。
The Lord Jesus is talking to one of the Pharisees here, a man named Nicodemus.
耶稣在这里跟一个法利赛人叫尼哥底母的说。
Now this man, he became a believer in the Lord Jesus.
这个人他成为耶稣的信徒啊。
But the Lord Jesus, in his discussion with Nicodemus, he says these things here. He says, just verse 14.
13节。
No one has ever gone into heaven.
他说
except the one who came from heaven, the Son of Man.
除了从天降下人就在天的人，怎没有人升过天。
You see, the Lord Jesus is telling Nicodemus now, no one has ever been able to get to heaven.No matter what religious they may be, what religion they are, what intellectual attainment they may have had, no one has ever been able to get to heaven.
所以不管这个人是什么样的人，什么样的信仰，什么样的知识水平，那这个除了人子，没有人升过天。
There was a grave of Muhammad. There was a grave of Buddha.If he was real, there's a grave of Alexander the Great. There's a grave of all men and women that have ever lived.
所以地上的每一个曾经活过的人都有一个墓啊，不管是佛祖还是穆罕默德还是这个亚历山大大帝，都有一个墓。
With the exception of a couple of men, and those were exceptions, and those were by God Himself, Enoch and Elijah.
只有极少数的几个例子，只有上帝在圣经里讲的，比如说以诺和这个以利亚。
But they didn't go there, they didn't go there on their own.
他并不是他们自己去到那个地方，是上帝把他们带走的。
So what he says here is, no one has ever gone into heaven except the one who came from heaven.
他说除了从天降下人就在天的人，怎没有人升过天。
And so, the Lord Jesus is the one, the only one, came from heaven, and he could go back to heaven.
所以耶稣是唯一的一个，他从天上来也可以回到天上去的。
But the way he would go back to heaven is through the cross.
所以他回到天上的方式就是通过十字架。
Now, he could have,stepped right back into heaven from earth.
他可以做到直接从天地上上天的到天上去。
He could have come down from the cross and gone stepped right into heaven.
他可以从十字架上下来直接上天上去。
But as I mentioned earlier, it would mean that we'd be lost. There would be no way to be reconciled to God.
但我们讲到过这样的话我们会失丧的。
So the Lord Jesus says here in verse 14, the next verse, about the necessity of him.Having to go to the cross first.
十四节就讲到了耶稣他怎样需要先上十字架的这个意思。
Verse 14, just as Moses lifted up the snake in the wilderness, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life.
摩西在旷野怎样举蛇，人子也必照样举起来，叫一切信他的都得永生。
Now you remember the story there in Numbers. We won't take time to go there. It's a simple story.
你们都记得在民数记有这么一个故事，我们现在就不往回去查了。
The people had been saved out of Egypt.
人们从埃及地被救出来。
And God had taken them into the wilderness.
上帝把他们带到旷野里。
Under the hand of Moses.
在借着摩西带领他们。
And the people began to complain again.
然后人们又开始抱怨了，在旷野。
I can't remember what it is, just offhand. They had so many complaints, it's hard to keep track of them all.
我也记不得他到底是什么原因了，反正那个时候，那些人就一直抱怨，各种抱怨。
They complained about everything.
他们什么事都抱怨。
But at any rate, God was very displeased with them.
然后神非常不喜悦他们这样。
He'd taken care of them, just like you'd take care of a little infant.
上帝就像看顾一个小婴儿那样一直看顾他们。
And they were crying like an infant.
他们也像小婴儿一样一直哭。
God allowed these serpents to come among them and bite the people.
所以上帝许可这个蛇进到他们里面去咬他们。
And people were beginning to die.
人们就开始死了。
And the people, then they repented, they turned and they said to Moses, tell God to help and save us.
然后这些人就开始悔改跟摩西说，你告诉上帝救我们吧。
And God told Moses, make a brass serpent. Make a serpent out of brass.
所以上帝告诉摩西说，你做一个铜蛇。
And put it up on a cross.
把它放在
on a pole.
放在你的这个杆上，杖上。
You'll notice your medical associations, right?
你们看见那个救护车啊，
Today,
那个、
around the world, you'll see the serpent on the pole, right?
对，都有一条蛇在那个十字上，都有一条蛇。
Because that it refers back to that.
这讲的就是这个故事。
Although people don't know where it came from.
那很多人现在他不知道这个起源是哪里。
Now, the Lord said to Moses, "Tell the people that whenever they're bitten by a snake." To look at the pole, and they'll be saved. They'll be cured.
所以摩西就上帝告诉摩西，你告诉那些被咬的人，他们被蛇咬了，就看一眼那个蛇，他们就得救了。
They'll be free from the effects of the poison.
他们就从蛇被咬的伤害里面就得救了。
So they didn't have to do anything. All they had to do was look.
他们不需要做任何事情，他们要做的就是看。
Now that was a picture for us.
这就是我们。
There are many pictures in the Bible.
圣经有很多这样的图景。
But it's a picture for us that when the Lord Jesus, he had to be lifted up, he says, as just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness.
这个非常形象的就是当耶稣要被举起来的时候，就像摩西把他的蛇举起来。
So must the Son of Man be lifted up.
所以人子也是这样被举起来。
You see, when Jesus was lifted up on the cross, he was made sin.
所以当耶稣被举在十字架上的时候，他就被当作那个罪了。
He was made sin for us.
是为我们的罪。
Now, what was the brass serpent represented the snake that had bitten the people?
所以这个铜蛇其实就是代表那些在地上咬人的那些蛇，就是当时以色列人。
It represents the object of suffering and death.
这是代表受难和死亡的那个结果。
So when the Lord Jesus was lifted up on the cross, God who knew all our sins, put our sins upon him. He became like the brass serpent. He became the object.Of all our suffering and pain and death.
所以他当耶稣自己被举起来的时候，他就成为我们的罪，是我们一切苦难咒诅的那个结果。他就在十字架上，他就是那个罪。
So we'll come back to this thought in a minute, but I'd like to go a little bit further back into Luke, if you will.
我们再回头再来看这里，我们继续回到路加的那一段啊。
I'd like to turn to Psalm chapter 92, or 97, verse 2. Psalm, in the middle of your Bible, Psalm 92, verse 2. Psalm 97.
诗篇的95:7. 诗篇97.
I'd like to explore this darkness and what it might mean.
我们先看多看一点这个黑暗，这个黑暗到底什么意思？
Psalm 97 and verse 2.
二，九十七篇二节，是旧约的977页。诗篇的九十七篇二节。
Verse 1 says, "The Lord reigns." That is, He is over all in the universe.
九十七篇一节说呢，耶和华作王，他就是，意思就是他是全地的统治者。
Now verse 2.
二节说呢
，Clouds and thick darkness surround him.
密云和幽暗在他的四围。
Righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne.
公义和公平是他宝座的根基。
Now, what we mean by a foundation?
根基什么意思？
Is if there is any unrighteousness, or if there's injustice, his throne is not stable.
所以根基的意思就是，如果没有公义，是不公义、不公平，那神的宝座就会晃，就是。不稳定。
One of the reasons why the Roman Empire grew to be what it was, its strength, was its righteousness and justice.
所以，罗马的这个国度，它当时之所以做到那么大，是某种程度是因为它的公义啊和公平。
Rome began as one single little city.
罗马开始是一个。一个单一的一个小城。
It was a city state.
它是一个城的国。
But, the citizens of that city, they established a system of laws, of which we today in the West, it's called our common law.It supplies the basis of our common law, but still the Roman law.
所以，罗马的那当时的那时代的，当他们是一个城的国的这个时候呢，他们的人民做了一个我们今天依然在用的，叫做common law， 就是我们的法律体系，他们在自己的国家里建立起来。
And what that law did for Rome, it established.The equality of every citizen.
这个法律体系呢，就给每一个公民呢，建立了公平对待的方式。
And Rome became very, very strong. They were united in under the righteousness of their laws.
然后呢，在这样的公义的基础上呢，他们就变得越来越强大。
And they began to expand, and they took other cities and came into their growing empire.
然后他们就开始扩张，把他们的这个王国就建到其他的地区去了。
And in the time here that the Lord Jesus reigned in Augustus Caesar's time, it was the most powerful nation on the world.
所以在耶稣在的那个时候，奥古斯都做凯撒的时候，那可能是全世界最强大的帝国。
And the basis of its power was that it rested upon these laws that every citizen.And everyone had to follow, including the Caesars.
所以他们这个国度的基础就是当时建立的那个法律体系，每一个人都保证在这个体系里有公平的对待。
But of course, what happened was the Roman Empire began to it wasn't beaten from outside. It was corruption from within side.
那罗马的毁灭也不是外面把它打败的，而是它里面开始腐败。
And the Roman Empire fell because of the corruption that was inside. Righteousness and justice, although it looked like it founded the Roman Empire, there was a weakness, wasn't it? It was a weakness of man himself.
所以他是被里面的腐败给蚕食给崩溃的。所以虽然看起来外面这个体系还是很好，但是我们里面人有败坏，所以最终这个王国也覆灭了。
Every great empire that ever existed on the earth, it didn't exist, it didn't last because there was no foundation, no lasting foundation.
历史人类历史上存过的国度都是因为这个 他没有基础，没有公义的基础，所以他持续不了多久。
But the Lord's, it says the Lord reigns, his found, the foundation of his throne is eternal righteousness and eternal justice.
但是这里讲到上帝的基础，上帝宝座的根基是永恒的公义和是永恒的公平。
Now where does this fit with the Lord Jesus?
那这个也同样应用在耶稣身上。
Well, just this. If there is righteousness and justice, there also must be judgment against rebels, against bad doers, against anything that would threaten the stability of the throne.
如果需要有公义和公平，那就有所有的不义和不法的事都需要被审判。
There must be punishment against injustice and unrighteousness.
必须对不义和不法都需要有惩罚。
Otherwise, that throne would fall like every other throne.
那否则的话，这个宝座也会跟其他一切的宝座一样，都持续不了多久。
If Caesar lets his brother off for a murder that he committed, the whole empire is going to fall because of that.
如果凯撒让他的哥哥或者弟弟因为杀人也赦免他释放他，那整个国家也会因此而腐败堕落。
Every act of rebellion, every sin must be punished.
每一个罪，每一个悖逆都需要得着公义的审判。
For the throne to stand.
以确保这个公义的宝座能够存留。
Now it says here that righteousness and justice are a foundation of his throne. A fire, verse 3, goes before him and consumes his foes on every side.
第三节说有烈火在他前头行，烧灭他四围的敌人。
His lightning lights up the world, the earth sees and trembles, the mountains melt like wax before the world, before the Lord.
他的闪电光照世界，大地看见便震动。诸山看见耶和华的面，就是全地之主的面，便如消化如蜡。
Here we have in a pictorial form the presence of the Lord, His holiness and majesty.
这里看见就是神全地之主的神，他的圣洁和他的高大。
In verse 3 it says a fire goes before him and consumes his foes on every side.
因为三节说有烈火在他前面行，烧灭他周围的敌人。
Now who were the rebels against God's throne?
谁是在神宝座前的敌人呢？
Everybody put up your hand.
每一个人都举手。
Come on. We are all.
我们都是敌人。都是神宝座的敌人。
What if God came near to this room this afternoon, this morning?
如果神突然在今天上午来到这个房间，会怎么办？
Who could stand?
谁能在他面前站立呢？
In the presence of a holy God.
在这样圣洁的神面前站立。
Not one.
没有一个人。
So the Lord Jesus was the one that was lifted up, the image of our sin.He became the brass serpent on the pole.
所以耶稣当他被举起来的时候，他就是成为我们在那个十字架上那个铜蛇，成为我们的罪。
But not only that, that sin had to be punished.
那不单如此，这个罪是要被惩罚的。
If clouds and darkness surround his throne, that may account for the darkness over the whole world.
如果密云和幽暗在他的四围的话，那就是这个世界的罪了。
When God drew near to judge His Son for our sin,
但是耶稣，神来了，为我们的罪来审判耶稣。
Made him to be sin for us who knew no sin. Do you know where that scripture is from? He has made us to be sin for us.
对，他不知道罪的时候，就为我们成为罪。对，新约的一节经文。
I thought I had it written down, but I don't.
No. 那不知道不知罪的为我们成为罪，大概是这么一句。
Second Corinthians, yes, 5:21. Thank you.
哥林多后书。
Second Corinthians 5:21.
哥林多后书五章二十一节。哥林多后书啊，五章二十一节。如果这本蓝本的，就319页。319页。I can read that?
Yeah.
神使那无罪的，原文是不知罪，替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
The writer makes very clear the fact that the Lord Jesus was sinless.
这里呢，作者保罗讲得非常清楚，耶稣基督是无罪的。
Says God made him who had no sin to be sin.
所以神使那无罪的、不知道罪的，替我们成为罪。
It didn't say that he sinned.
他并不是说他犯罪了。
To be sin means to be linked to sin without sinning.
所以他成为罪是意味着他和他没有在犯罪的前提，他自己不犯罪的前提下，让他成为跟罪有联系的那么一个。
He became like the brass serpent, the image of the thing that was causing their death.
所以他就像那个铜蛇代表的导致我们死的那些罪。
And then God then had to judge that sin.
然后神必须要审判这些罪。
Now, God can't look upon sin.
上帝是不能够看着罪的。
So he must therefore abandon his son.
所以他必须因着这个原因他要丢弃他的圣子。
And that accounts for the cry we have there it's not recorded in Luke, but it's recorded in Mark and Matthew.
所以这就回到耶稣的在十字架上喊出的一句话哈，在路加没有讲到，在马可和马太里面讲到了。
Matthew or Mark chapter 15.
马太的十五章。马可的十五章
，verse 33节
。
Now it says at the sixth hour, that's noon, isn't it? By the Jewish reckoning.
这里他说到午镇的时候，那就是中午，对不对？
The darkness came over the whole land until the ninth hour, that is 3:00 in the afternoon.
从午镇到深处，就是十二点到三点的时候，遍地都黑暗了。
Then we read here at the ninth hour, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, "Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani."
然后在深处的时候，耶稣大声喊着说，以罗伊，以罗伊，拉玛撒巴各大尼。
And it's being interpreted, he says, which means, my God, my God, why have you forsaken me?
翻译出来就是我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？
So here he was forsaken of God his Father. Why?
这里是圣父把他丢弃了，为什么？
It's a terrible thing that the Lord Jesus, who was the Son, who dwelt in the bosom of the Father, in the Father's heart, as it were.
这是非常糟糕的，因为耶稣是神的圣子啊，他是神特别钟爱的，在他的心里。
That now there's a separation of some kind.
然后这里是某种程度要分开了。
How can this be?
这怎么可能呢？
He's God as one, one God.
那是一体的神呢，他是一位神呢。
The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
圣父、圣子、圣灵。
But now, there's a forsaking.
然后这里有一个被遗弃的时刻。
One of the reasons we don't understand, I don't think, is our minds cannot really take all this in.
那我们的思想可能很难去把这个都想象出来。
And if God brought a physical darkness across the face of the sun so that no one would see the Lord Jesus suffering for sin, then maybe there's a darkness that is brought spiritually too that we'll never be able to completely enter into.
如果神把太阳遮住，让每一个人的肉眼都看不见那一刻的情形呢，我们属灵上呢也很难，也有可能很难去明白在那一刻到底发生了什么。
One thing we know here, though, is we be very careful of the words that are used.
所以我们有一点要明白，就是我们要非常仔细，在这件事情上我们所用的词。
On the cross, the Lord Jesus, we read there back in Luke that the first word that first he well, let me start over here. There were seven utterances from the cross. The Lord Jesus spoke seven times from the cross.
耶稣在十字架上一共说了七句话。
The first time and the last time is what Luke records. The first one is, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
所以第一句和最后一句都是在路加福音里。第一句说呢，父啊，求你赦免他们，他们所做的他们不晓得。这是第一句。
The last statement that he says,
最后一句是他说的，
is Father, into your hands I commend my spirit.
他说，父啊，我将我的灵魂交在你手里。
So both times, He addresses God as his father.
两次他都把上帝称呼为父。
And we know that the Son resides or dwells in the Father.
因为我知道圣子是住在圣父里面的。
Now, when he is forsaken, he doesn't use the term father.
所以当他被离弃的时候呢，他并没有用这个词称呼叫父。
The exact wording is my God.
所以他用的是我的神，我的神。
And he makes a difference between my God and the Father.
所以这里他有一个很重要的区别，他说一次讲的是我的神，其他讲的是父。
Father speaks of relationship, doesn't it?
父讲的是一个关系，对不对？
The closest kind of relationship.
是最紧密的一种关系。
Whereas God speaks of authority, it speaks of judgment and rule.
当讲到神，他讲到是权柄，讲到是审判。
And it was the God of judgment that forsook the Son upon the cross.
这是一个审判全地的主，审判全地的神，他离弃了耶稣。
Now beyond that, I don't understand it.
那超过这个呢？我其他我也不能理解。
I can only worship at this stage.
我只能敬拜我的主，在这个时候。
I don't think anyone can understand.
我也很难想象有任何人能够真的明白那一刻到底发生什么。
Maybe someday we'll know a little more.
也许我们有一天会知道更多一些。
But we know that in those awful 3 hours, the throne of God came near and God judged his son for our sin.
在那三个小时我所知道的是神的宝座近前了， 然后上帝审判了他的圣子，为了我们的罪。
It was for you and it was for me.
为了你，为了我。
Now I'd like to again go back to John chapter 3 where we talked about Nicodemus and pick up the result of that conversation that he had with Nicodemus and the lesson, the main lesson that is to be drawn from this.
我们再回到约翰福音三章，他跟尼哥底母的那个对话。
Verse 14.
看一下十四节。
And just as Moses lifted up the snake in the wilderness, in the desert.
就摩西在旷野怎样举蛇。
So must the Son of Man be lifted up.
人子也必照样举起来。
And I would put emphasis there upon the must.
这里我们要看一个词叫必须。
He had to be lifted up, otherwise there would be no salvation.
他一定要被举起来，因为否则的话就没有救恩了。
But if he is lifted up on the cross,
如果他真的被举起来在十字架上
then there's an opportunity for everyone that feels that they have been bitten by sin to look to him and be saved.
那也只有这样，任何在罪里受难的人，才有机会看，相信他而得救。
So the Son of Man must be lifted up, that everyone who believes in him.May have eternal life.
叫一切信他的都得永生。
How can we have our sins forgiven and know that we have eternal life?
我们怎么知道我们的罪得赦免了，我们有永生呢？
We look to the cross, don't we?
我们看十字架，对不对？
When Christ died for our sins.
当耶稣为我们的罪死的时候。
Where he was made sin and suffered the punishment of our sin.
他成为罪，为我们的罪，受惩罚。
And then we have verse 16, don't we?
然后这就是16节了。
Is verse 16 is that verse that everybody learns? First verse you learn in the Bible.
三章十六节就是每一个人读圣经的时候都先读的一段话。
And explains that it's God's love. It was God'sHatred for sin that punished his son, but it was, the purpose was that sinners might be reconciled.
那这是神的旨意，他厌恶罪，他要惩罚罪，但是这个的目的却是因为他爱，地上的世人。
For God so loved the world.
神爱世人。
That's the whole world, that's everyone here today.
这是全世界啊，是今天所有的人。
How could God demonstrate His love toward us?
他怎么上帝怎么把他的爱显明给我们看呢？
That even when we're enemies of God,
当我们还是神的敌人的时候，
Christ died for our sins.
他为我们死了，为我们的罪死。
He knew what was going to happen in 2017. He's the God of eternity.
他知道他是永恒的主，他知道我们在现在还会在做什么，发生什么事情。
And from eternity already provided a way whereby we might be reconciled back to our God that created us.
在永恒里神已经给我们预备了这样的救恩，让我们能够靠着得救。
It says, For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son. He gave him on the cross of Calvary.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，他是在加略山上赐给他们的。
He gave him to the place of suffering.
是给了他们一个受难的地方。
He gave him to mankind, and he knew how he would be treated.
他知道耶稣会怎么样受难，他也照样把
He gave
这个给了人类。
He gave his only son to the cross, where he knew that he would have to forsake him there because of our sin.
他把他唯一的儿子送上了十字架，知道这样子意味着什么，但是为了我们的罪。
You know, a gift is always measured by how much it costs, isn't it?
礼物常常是用什么方式来衡量，就是看它有多大的代价来衡量礼物的 多贵重。
I'm not talking about like a rich person can afford a very expensive gift. That's not what I'm talking about.
我不是在说一个有钱人能够买得起一个很贵重的礼物这么一个意思。
I'm talking about the sacrifice of the individual that wants to give someone they love a gift.
我在说一个人为了他所爱的人他所付上的牺牲代价这么样的一种衡量。
Now, Bill Gates is the richest man on earth.
比尔盖茨是地上最有钱的人。
For him to give sacrificially, he'd have to give everything he has.
那为了他要给给出牺牲给出他所能给的他要把他所有的都能给出去。
God gave more.
那上帝给了更多。
He gave his incomparable son for us.
他给了我们他不可比拟不能够有任何相比的儿子给我们。
There on the cross, that's his gift.
他在十字架上，这就是神的礼物。
He gave his one and only son.
给了我们独生子。
That whoever believes in him should never perish but have everlasting life.
一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
On the basis of faith, is how we receive his gift.
所以在信心的基础上就是我们怎么样得着他的礼物就是借着信心。
Think of a gift that you have been given, or have you have given someone else that you love. If they offer to pay you for that gift, you feel offended.
你可以想象你曾经得到过一个礼物或者你愿意给你所爱的人的礼物如果他却想为这个礼物来付钱的话，你会很被冒犯。
A gift that is freely given to someone you love, you don't want them to pay for it. You want them to trust you because of your love. You want them to appreciate your love.
所以一个礼物是你不希望别人来用一个代价来偿还你希望别人能够感受到你在礼物里面的爱来接受这个礼物和爱。
That's why a religion of works where we try to please God is so awful to God.
这就是为什么一个宗教的靠着行为来取悦上帝的方式是对上帝来说非常不喜悦讨厌的方式。
God is offended.
上帝这种方式会让上帝被冒犯。
See, he's given his one and only son, the best gift that he could possibly give.
因为他把他的独生子他能够给的最好的礼物给了我们。
How does he want us to receive it?
他希望我们怎么样接受呢?
To believe him, that he loves us, and that he wants us to be with him. He wants our sins forgiven.So that we might dwell with him forever.
他希望我们接受，希望我们相信，不要不是让我们自己来付代价再去衡量这个礼物的这个价值，他就是接受，让我们看见他是多么爱我们。
You see, the nature of God is not a God who is distant and powerful and is oppressive.That's not his nature.
所以神的本性不是一个神在远远的地方借着他的力量来打压我们来惩罚我们这不是他的本性。
His nature is love.
他的本性是爱。
God is love.
神就是爱。
And how can he display his love?
他怎么来展现他的爱呢?
By giving. Through giving his son to us.Going to the cross, demonstrating his love toward us. Now God is also, I better let you.
Yeah, 所以借着他的圣子死在十架上这样的方式为我们的罪来显明他对我们的爱。
God is also light, he's holy. That's another part of his nature.
神也是光那他本性里面另一块他的圣洁也是他的本性。
His love is holy.
他的爱是圣洁的。
And it could never come at the expense of his righteousness.
但是这个爱是不可能以任何他圣洁被牺牲为代价的。
Therefore, the cross, where he must suffer for our sins.
这就是为什么他在十字架上为什么要为我们的罪受难的原因。
God's justice,
他的公义要得到满足。
God's justice is satisfied, and his love is demonstrated to us.
公义得到满足的同时，爱也得到彰显。
And all we have to do is believe.
那我们要做的就是相信。
He says there in John 3:16 that whoever believes in him should never perish, but have everlasting life.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
It's a simple thing, isn't it?
这是个非常简单的事，是不是？
When those Israelites were bitten by the serpents in the wilderness, and they could feel the poison coming through their bodies and the burning pain, and they knew that they were dying, what did they have to do?
当那些犹太人他们在旷野被蛇咬了以后，他能感受到那个伤口的疼，他们要死了，他们会怎么办？
Just look.
就看。
Look. But before they looked, what did they have to do?
在他们看之前，他们要做什么？
They had to believe that God.
要相信。
God had provided a way for them to escape.
要相信上帝给了他一个方法去得救。
God has provided a way for us all to escape the consequences of our sin.
给了我们每一个人一条路去从罪的审判中逃出来。
And when we look to the Lord Jesus as the one that took all our sins, we can, in believing in Him, we can have our sins all forgiven.
然后我们借着相信他。耶稣基督，我们就能得着我们罪一切的赦免
，and have eternal life，
不至灭亡，反得永生。
He says he shall not come into condemnation or judgment， but shall not perish， but have eternal life. Verse 17， I'd like to continue to read that verse 17 as well。
我们一起再读一下十七节，三章十七节，约翰福音。Sent his son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him.
So his son didn't come to condemn, but that gives God's purpose in there, but that the whole world through him might be saved.
因为神差他的儿子降世，不是要定世人的罪，叫世人因他可以得救。
There will come a future time when God is going to judge the world, but He's going to judge the world by Jesus Christ.
然后在未来会有一刻，神会来，审判全地。
Because God isn't going to judge you, a man is going to judge you.
神不会来审判你，到那个时候是一个人来审判你。
You know, we could
是耶稣来审判。
You could argue that.Well, if you stand before God as judge, you could argue and say, well, you don't know what it's like to be a human being.
因为你会说你站在神面前，你会强辩说你不知道作为一个人是多么痛苦，因为神不是一个人。
But we read that the Lord Jesus as the Son of Man is going to be the judge of the whole world.
但是耶稣作为人子，他也是全地的审判主。
Because he came into the world, and
他是从世界来的。
He was tempted just like us.
他也跟我们一样经历一切的试探。
He knows all the human circumstances.
他知道一切人的环境。
And then he has full knowledge of the result of our sin when he suffered on the cross.
他也有我们一切在我们身上的罪的这个知识，因为他在。十字架上也为我们成为罪。
In that day when the small and great all stand before God, the dead will be raised from their graves. They're going to stand before the Lord Jesus as the judge of the world. And He is going to judge everyone in righteousness.
所以在那一天，未来审判的一天，所有的无论大小都会从死里复活，那他们要站在耶稣基督面前接受他的审判。
But those that have trusted him won't be there that day.
那些已经信靠他的人在那一天不会在那里。
Because those that have trusted the Lord Jesus and have had their sins forgiven, they are going to be with him.
因为那天已经信靠他的那一些人不是被审判的，他们是和主在一起的。
Born again, they're in God's family.
因为他们重生了以后，就是进到了神的家里了。
He says here, God did, verse 17, God didn't send his son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him.
因为十七节说呢，因为神差他的儿子降世，不是要定世人的罪，乃是要叫世人因他得救。
See, the first time he came not to condemn the world, not to judge the world.
所以他第一次来，他不是来定世界的罪。
He came to save.
他来救世界世人。
And there is the method of his salvation was not his life on earth, but his death on the cross.
所以他的救恩的方式不是在地上的生活，而是他在十字架上的救得救救赎。
So he didn't come to condemn the first time. As a matter of fact, he was the one that would be condemned for us.
所以第一次来他不是来定我们的罪，恰恰相反，他第一次来是为我们而自己被定罪。
And he bare our sins on the cross.
他在十字架上。
So that we might be liberated, might be freed from our sins.
承担我们的罪，以至于我们能够得着自由。
And never come into judgment.
不，我们不被定罪。
And in verse 18, please.
十八节说呢。
Whoever believes in him is not condemned. But whoever does not believe stands condemned already. Because he has not believed in the name of God's one and only Son.
信他的人呢不被定罪，不信的人罪已经定了，因为他不信神独生子的名。
You see, we're all under condemnation right now.
所以你看见我们都每个人都在被定罪的。
We're under judgment because of sin.
因为我们是因为罪而被审判。
But those that have trusted the Lord Jesus, they've passed from death to life.
那些信靠耶稣基督的，他们就是出死入生了。
And judgment is no more.
然后再也没有在他们身上没有审判了。
Next time we'll look at the result of that offering of the Lord Jesus. We'll finish the work on Calvary. I see our time is gone here today. The veil of the temple was torn in two. That tells us something. There's a very good lesson. In other words, give you a little preview. Is that...The way into God's presence now has changed altogether.
对，所以下一次呢，因为时间的关系，今天我们不能再继续往下讲。我们下一次会讲耶稣死在十架之后的结果，那就是幔子裂开来了。
The veil.
那自此之后呢，我们跟神的这个交流的方式就不一样了。
The veil represented a barrier.To getting into God's presence.
所以这个幔子是代表着到神面前去的时候的一个阻挡。
But there's now a new way into God's presence.
现在呢幔子裂开来，我们有一个新的方式跟神交流。
Not through a priest on earth.
不再是通过在地上的一个祭司了。
But through a new living way which everyone who trusts the Lord Jesus can have access to God's presence.
是经过一个活的方式，任何一个接受耶稣基督的，就直接自己和神有一个鲜活的联系了。
All God's people at any time now have freedom to enter into his presence.
任何人，任何神的孩子，现在都有这样的自由， 和神直接交流。
So that's a little preview for next week. I hope it didn't ruin it completely.
这是把下周我们要讲的一点点，我们今天先讲一下。OK, 我们一起来祷告。亲爱的父，我们谢谢您，把耶稣基督赐下，为我们成为罪，死在十架上。父啊，这是何等宝贵的真理呢？父，也求您让我们真的看见您借着这样的赦罪的恩典，显明您的爱，更显明您是公义的主，让我们看见在十字架上您所带给我们的是何等宝贵的真理，何等宝贵的救赎的恩典，也我们愿意跟您说，我们愿意接受这样的恩典，不靠自己的行为，完全的看见是您从您而来的爱。父啊，谢谢您，也求您祝福我们中午的饮食，祝福我们的亲人和我们下午的时间，奉主耶稣基督的圣名， Amen, Amen.